beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Frolock, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Well, tonight's podcast is about beginning the psionic path. But first, a little news and catching up on current events. California needed some rain, and rain is on the way, despite much resistance from our opponents on the big global game board, Lady K.A. and a new contact, the Psionic Sith Lord, have both chipped in on this project. Actually, they came to my aid rather swiftly, and we've all been at this to bring in some rain, to put out those cursed fires, and send those fires back to Hades where they belong. So that's all good news. And I had a story I was going to share, but it's perhaps a too little bit early to share the story about the Miraculous Prayer Board, although this wouldn't be anything really new. It's just that it happened more recently, whereupon after working with my Miraculous Prayer Board to improve relationships and to smooth out business, I heard a song come on over the overhead in the general direction of where we were all headed when we were on an outing, and that was the same song that I incorporated into my prayer board work prior to having the experience. So that might be a little confusing to those of you who are not familiar with the methodology of working with the Miraculous Prayer Board, but let me just say this. You can psionic daydream and play some music, rock out to some tones, or just chill and relax, and broadcast your empathic and telepathic abilities through this Miraculous Prayer Board instrument. Yeah, so that was really cool to see that this instrument is the gift that keeps on giving, because it just never runs out of batteries. And that's the one thing about psionics. People don't understand. I know there's a lot of people who love their guns out there, but psionics is a very big gun, and it never runs out of ammunition. That was something my old mentor used to like to write, and so far he's never been proven wrong. Well, there's a hell of a lot we can do with psionics, so let's get cracking, shall we? Yes, tonight we're talking about beginning the psionic path. Well, let us first consider what psionics truly is. We're working with the power of your mind, and then we are moving forward with working with other minds. So I'm beginning by working with the power of my mind, then I begin moving on to working with the power of other minds, both incarnate, disembodied, and pre-existing minds of all kinds. All psionics is based on the concept of working with minds, but psionics is also an art which includes the integration of various machines, instruments, and magical patterns to effectively create change in reality that will be conformed to the will of the would-be magician, as we were once called. I refer to us as psionicists now. I think it sounds more contemporary. I know it sounds futuristic, but I think that term really matches the times that we're in. Magician is starting to sound like a term that's so medieval. And while I do favor the term wizard. I think psionicist is just so much better. So, psionics begins with quieting the mind, which is why we practice the time-honored art of meditation. Then we move into the realm of applied imagination. I typically encourage my students to work with focused concentration as an added area of study before delving into the wider skill set of dowsing and radionics. I mean, the whole entire subject of psychotronics can become very complicated. So it's important that you start out on this journey right. Begin with moi and join my club at verloc.club, and together we will keep the magic high. Or read my book, Keep the Magic High, to get started. It's an ebook, $4.99, or if you'd like a paperback, you can purchase the paperback. Even message me if you'd like your paperback autographed. Alright, so what you are all going to aim for is a gradual coalescing of various talents from a specific skill set in order to work across a variety of psionics platforms and control panels as well. Our goal is to fine-tune these various talents and your skills to the best of our individual abilities to make us stronger psionics operators. Aside from working with imagination, which includes visualization and thought programming, we will learn the various methods for tapping into energy reservoirs to empower our operations in the world. Each student should have a general understanding of energy transference, vampire technology, and communion with powerful sources for energy maximizing. We will cover these areas of interest in the club and in some of my books and documents. Other than working with a variety of energy reservoirs, each student will learn about intelligences that are both pre-existing, our knowledge of them, and those which we create or borrow from other magicians to serve our will. The added advantage of having other minds, by the way, disembodied personalities, and the various spirits and god forms to work with should be obvious, but I will cover this area of interest in the club in more detail, just to be clear and concise about what the student of psionics needs to know. The natural universe encompassing everything, that is the cosmic all, is an invaluable source of knowledge, wisdom, empowerment, and intelligence for a variety of operations. Best of all, it is entirely free for you to lock onto with your machines and reap the benefits of the great cosmic all. Praise the great cosmic all. Essentially, you will cultivate your wisdom, your knowledge of technology and magic, along with your hardened willpower and your expanding of imagination, and of course the various awareness exercises to stretch the powers of your mind and mental energy field. We'll cover topics like working with energy for the purpose of spiritual wellness, as well as when to employ spirits versus thought forms and how much energy should be directed at any problem. Consequently, and just for your information here, too much energy sent to a patient can cause adversity in the healing process. So we need to understand where and when to apply powerful levels of of energy versus small but consistent healing energy. Again, this is for spiritual pursuits, spiritual wellness, and we are not giving medical advice here. Far from it. Always consult a doctor if you are not feeling well. Archetypes and primordial forces are also detailed in some of the club archived audio lectures, along with some occult reports and electives documents. Make sure that you spend some hours poring over the contents of previous months and years in the archives in the club before moving forward with new materials and your inquiries about psionic methodology. Much of the questions you may have are already answered in the occult reports and the audio lectures. Videos, we have some, but we will be adding more of these to the club soon as they become necessary. Overall, you will build up your skill set to incorporate all of your knowledge, wisdom, and willpower so as to apply your full abilities to various projects. I will also show you how to work on assignments which require multitasking and by a solo operator. You know, consequently, much of your work will be done alone. For the greater part of your work, you will act as a solo operator, and this is the fundamental reason that you will have to develop as many skills as you can. The good news is that you may take your time about this, and I'm talking about building up your skills without rushing into complex and dynamic operations. Though, I will say this, in referencing some of the higher level projects for some club members, you may catch a bird's eye view of what it is that you will be expected to accomplish or show some aptitude for pursuing advanced levels of psionics. Now about my club. For the most part, the Verloc Club is a beginner's club and an intermediate program as well. However, the more advanced students are welcome, though few and far between exist within the club. I will also cover areas of interest which include working with servitors and spirit creatures. Also, I am going to describe various scenarios in which the operator may have to choose between employing a spirit creature or crafting an artificial entity or thought form, also known as a construct, to accomplish his or her goals. Alright, this about wraps up the overview of the skills needed for beginners. We could go into much more detail, but this is a brief podcast tonight because I have so much I want to share with you. In summary, you will train in a variety of skills while learning which methods to apply for what types of operations. And again, this is based off of about 40 years of meditation, 30 years of psionics experience, my experience. You also learn how to handle operations involving heavy multitasking across interfaces, consoles, machines, gadgets, tools, and peripherals for psionics. Alrighty, thank you for joining me in the Verloc podcast here on Planet Verloc, and hopefully we'll get together again real soon. And until then, do check out this wonderful deal I have for you. Oh heck, let's talk about it. I have a $10 off special this weekend only. In fact, if you don't get it tonight, you better get it on Sunday, because after that it's back to full price, and I can only do this for you now. Buy Psionic Necromancer $10 off the cover price. And if you contact me at my verloc.com/contact page and let me know that you'd like your book autographed, I can do that for you. The importance of this book is that through psionic necromancy we can contact minds that are disembodied personalities, and they can help us accomplish great and miraculous feats. One of these great feats is summoning the souls of dead patriots to fill the hearts of the masses. You thought the New World Order was completely winning, didn't you? That the whole planet would just turn into a hive of zombie minds. But no, we've been working too. We may have that New World Order, but it certainly isn't going to be anything like what they wanted. It will be ours. The world is ours. And if you'd like a piece of this pie, if you'd like a slice of this pizza, by the way, we got energy weapons too. Whoa, yeah. Come join the Verloc Club. Buy Psionic Necromancer $10 off. Support the work that I'm doing. Because you're not going to find anybody else in the world doing it quite exactly the way I do. And so, if I may be so bold, so effectively. As always, thank you for your support. And until next time, keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.